AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Bell Lake High School. Sean Watson and Al Rackus and Mike Side getting you ready for our nightcap girls and boys basketball. The boys will be taking on each other, Bell Lake and Coldwater. Of course, the Coldwater Cardinals finally getting that elusive first win in the SMAC East this season by holding off Marshall 38-35 on Tuesday. They improved to 1-9 in the SMAC and 4-11 overall.
Well, it was nice to see Coach Kelp smile after a game like he did the other night. And, Cardinals played up. We got to give Marshall credit. They came back and outscored the Cardinals there in the fourth quarter to make it that close in the game. But, the Cardinals led the whole game. There were no lead changes in that game, so they were able to hang on. There were no ties in the game. But, Coldwater had a lead of 11 points at the time, but Marshall stayed in there and battled back. You got to give them credit for that. So, again, it was great to see the Cardinals get that first match win. I know the kids were happy with it, Coach was happy with it. And who knows, maybe we can have another brunch in St. Phil here tonight with the boys taking on the Gull Lake Blue Devils.
Talk about some of the stats from Tuesday night's game. Grant Maurer, McDonald's player of the game, with 9 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals. Ryan Mock and Logan Taggart with 7 points apiece. Nate Waterbury, 6 points, and he led the way on the rebounding side of things at 8.
Yep, the young Nate came up from the JV team midseason and has done a really, really good job with Coach Kelly. The 8 rebounds surprised me a little bit, but he's just another one of those guys that hangs around the basket. Much like Megan Scorefar does in the girls' games and Taylor Gillette does for the girls. I was talking to somebody today about Grant Maurer and just the way he played that game. I mean, Grant gave it everything he had. He hustled from end to end and, not super huge point totals, but again, both teams played pretty good defense. 38-35 game, you're not going to have somebody that's going to put up 15, 18 points generally, but Marshall did have Jacob Brubaker up there with 16. But, Grant being the McDonald's player of the game, I thought he really deserved it and had a great all-around floor game on both ends of the court.
Taking a look at your leaders for Coldwater, Logan Taggart, 10.4 points and 5.8 rebounds per game, leading the team in both statistics. Nate Waterbury, the 6 games that he's been up on the varsity, he's been averaging 7.8 points per game and 4.3 rebounds. Ryan Mock, almost 6.5 rebounds, 4.6.5 points and 4.3 rebounds. Grant Maurer, 4.6 points. Ryan Hadley, 4.2. So no one sticks out, other than perhaps Logan Taggart. It's just a matter of who's going to be the second, different second scorer night in and night out.
Yeah, we got to remember the Luke Stepping stuff for the season, too.
That's right.
He was the second leading scorer on the team at 7.6 before he went down. And Luke, one of those good all-around players, too, plays well on both ends of the floor and not afraid to put the ball on the floor. He can handle the ball well for the Cardinals, so he's somebody that the Cardinals are going to miss tonight against the Blue Devils.
I'll go ahead and take this 2-minute break and talk about the opponents tonight. The Gull Lake Blue Devils, you're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Halet Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Halet's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Halet. Halet has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Halet has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Halet has 14s in stock. New floor plans, you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Halet. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaletAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Once again, back here at Gull Lake High School, Sean Watson and Al Rackesy talking about the host tonight, the Gull Lake Blue Devils. They are in third place in the SMAC East presently at 7-3. They are 9-5 overall on Tuesday night. Gull Lake and Harper Creek played each other, basically a second place in the division on the line. And the Beavers got the win against the Blue Devils, 70-64. Jeff Adamski, 14 points for the Blue Devils, including four three-pointers. Jeremiah Mansfield with 12. Odell Miller chipping in 11. Odell Miller is a guy that you've seen on the Blue Devil basketball team for the past couple years.
Past three, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But he's contributed every year, and he's a big guy. He's a force there in the middle. I think he's about 6'5", if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
6'4" is what they've got it listed as. And looks like he might have trimmed down just a little bit, you know, this year. So, had to put a little muscle on there. So,
of course, it helped that he was one of the leading linebackers on the Gull Lake football squad.
Oh, yeah.
Last season.
He's a strong young man. So, going to be a tough test for the Cardinals tonight. But I was just looking at Gull Lake's schedule here. Their last four games, actually, their last five games, they beat Lake 91-57 on January 29th. It says here on January 31st, they beat Sturgis 50-40. Then they lost to Battle Creek Central, the number one team in the league, just by 5 points.
Right.
41-36. Took care of business against Point Arc like they should have. Then a tough game against Harper Creek, 70-64. So not a slouch of a basketball team by any means. And as you mentioned, that 9-5 record overall. The other losses they had came against Caledonia in January. Again, 1 point loss to Harper Creek, and then Hudsonville Community Christian knocked them off as well this year. So the losses against some good sized schools and some good programs. So they play a tough schedule, and there's no Terry Schragel has money for the Cardinals tonight.
Back on December 20th at Coldwater High School, the Blue Devils beat the host Cardinals 52-31. The Blue Devils led the Cards 20-10 at halftime and pulled away with an 18-7 fourth quarter to pick up the win. In that game, Jeremiah Mansfield finished with 16 points and 8 rebounds. Wes Mace, 10 points and 7 boards. Odell Miller was held to 8. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Logan Taggart and Luke Stampion, each with 7. Luke Beckhusen off the bench with 6. Ryan Hadley, 3 points, but he led the rebounding side of things with 5. Luke Stampion also had 4 boards.
Well, again, you know, the Cardinals, just a tough start. Gull Lake with that 20-10 lead. Then the Cardinals played them even for the most part in the third quarter. Gull Lake just outscoring them 15-14, but Blue Devils just too strong and pulled away at the end, outscoring the Cardinals 18-7. So they came away with that 52-31 point lead, and so 52-31 victory. And hopefully this will be reversed tonight. Maybe the Cardinals can slip one in here against the Blue Devils.
We'll go ahead and take this 2-minute break and be back with starting lineups in the opening tip. Boys basketball, Gull Lake, hosting Coldwater, and listening to Cardinal Boys basketball on WTVB.
Don't go on a date in an old car you hate.
Hey, Coldwater, matchmakers Michelle Streets
and Melissa Hanna here.
It's February, so this month we're matching people up with the car of their dreams.
During our Meet Your Match sales event,
you could get up to $1,500 off a nicer, newer car today.
Now that's a sweetheart of a deal.
Heart been broken by bad credit rejection in the past?
Our For the People credit approval process
has better aim than Cupid with a crossbow.
And the banks and lenders want to say yes, 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 yes.
So if you're car just isn't doing it for you anymore,
find love again during our Meet Your Match sales event.
Get up to $1,500 off a hot new ride and get matched up with a nicer, newer car you'll love today.
But hurry, this deal is like young love and won't last forever.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna,
a dealer for the people.
Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales in Coldwater
or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Love is the main theme of Valentine's Day, so when you and your sweetheart are looking for a place to celebrate, you obviously want a place that you can love, like Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. After all, what's not to love? With choice Black Angus daily dinner and drink specials and 24 beers on tap, including Bell's Hop Slam and Pabst Blue Ribbon. It'll be love at first bite when you celebrate Valentine's Day at Coldwater's premier steakhouse, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12. Make your Valentine's reservations today.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Starting lineups are brought to you by Short's Root Beer Stand. Thanks, spring. Short's Root Beer Stand will be opening for the season Monday, March 3rd. Short's Root Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. For the visiting Coldwater Cardinals, 1-9 in the Smackies, 4-11 overall. Under head coach Brian Kelly, same starting lineup as he went with on Tuesday night in the win against Marshall in the backcourt. Luke Beckham, a 5'10 sophomore, Nate Waterbury, also a 5'10 sophomore, Grant Maurer, 6-foot senior. Up front, Ryan Mock, 6'3 senior, and Logan Taggart, a 6'4 junior. For the Gold Lake Blue Devils, 7-3 in the Smack East, 9-5 overall under veteran head coach Gary Sprague. And in the backcourt, Jeff Adamski. He is a 5'11 senior. Also, Joey Staff. Up front, Jeremiah Mansfield, a 6'1 senior. And Wes Mink, a 6'5 senior. In the middle, Odell Miller, he is a 6'4 senior. Once we get underway, go away, we'll move from left to right across the radio dial and the home whites with a major blue moon rolls and trim. Coldwater on the road, reds with a white trim, blue from right to left. Quick update on the WTVB scoreboard. It is a final in girls basketball. Bronson defeated White Pigeon, final score of 51-29.
Good job for the Lady Vikings. They're having a nice season over there. Congratulations to my buddy, Coach Andy Huff.
Other games going on in Branch County, Union City and Athens team battling both girls and boys basketball. And in a boys-only game, it's Quincy and Jonesville.
That was big Quincy in that Jonesville game. And Union City Athens, that's like Quincy playing against each other.
Well, Lake wins the tip. Here's Joey Staff on the right wing. Get it up top to Mansfield. Swing the ball around. Here's Adamski.
Cardinals starting out the man-to-man defense here tonight.
Their standard defense. Pass going inside to Odell Miller. Knocked away by Taggart. Odell Miller giving the ball back. Driving into Logan Taggart. Taggart is going to be assessed the first foul of the game. Just 22 seconds in.
Really, Logan had pretty good position on Miller right there. But hopefully the officials saw differently.
Miller up top to Stapp. Now get it on the right wing to Adamski inside to Miller back out. Adamski. Miller trying to post up on the high block. Blows by Taggart and gets a nice cut on the floater. 2-0 Blue Devils, 7:15 and counting left to play in the first quarter. Here's Tom from A. Waterbury. He travels.
Yep, held the ball on his knee. Got it stuck on his knee there for a second. Obviously, Gull Lake looks like they're going to come out and trap the guards as they get in the corners here near the half-court line.
Mansfield between the circles. It's going to come to Mink. Mink back up top. Adamski, here is Mansfield. Gull Lake carefully working the ball around the perimeter. Now a dribble drive by Adamski. The jumper from the right block goes wide right. Dagger clear with a rebound. Immediately to Mock. Here comes the trap. Luke Beckhusen bounced past to Grant Maurer. Head fake in the right corner. Double teams on him. Now a dribble drive by Beckhusen. Other end of the block.
Get it.
Oh. The reverse did not go in for Logan Taggart, but he's fouled by Joey Stapp. His first foul. Team first. Taggart to the free throw line for two. You could probably hear a whole lot of head coach Brian Kelly in our headset. First of two does not go in for Logan. It remains for the time being 2-0 Blue Devils. 6:34 left in the first quarter.
Logan shoots around 58% on the season from free throw line.
He's pretty much keeping with his average in that make.
Makes good on the second. 2-1. Gull Lake over the Cardinals early here in the first quarter.
Ball around the perimeter. Here's Stapp on the left wing up top. Mansfield launches a triple. Too strong off the back of the rim. Mink's there with a rebound, trying to rip it away as Waterbury, and will get a jump ball. Possession now pointing to Coldwater.
The Lake can employ a full-court press here.
High and Mock assessing things. Down the back line, we'll get it to Maurer. Immediately trapped. Now back to Mock. Tap coming out on him. Maurer gives across the timeline, moving off of Beckhusen's screen. The give is to Taggart. Head fake. 50-foot jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound by Mansfield.
Good job of moving the ball up the floor by Grant Maurer that time.
Just couldn't finish. It's still 2-1. Blue Devils, 5:56 left to play in the quarter. Mansfield launching a triple up top. Wide right. Mink in position for the rebound. Put back those goes to Rodell Miller. Rodell Miller, 4. And Coldwater, 1. Here comes the press once again. Ryan Mock still trapped deep in the backcourt. He needs help. Waterbury calling for the ball. He'll finally get it. Mansfield getting in the way. Mansfield getting the pass off the field. And the layup. Gull Lake now leads 6-1. Here comes Waterbury. Triple team. Half the half court line. He'll get it out to Moore on the left corner, being hawked by Mansfield. Coming out of the trapping zone press, Gull Lake shows a man-to-man defense. Beckhusen loses the dribble, picks it back up, moves to the right corner, cut off. Get it back out. Open Waterbury for three. Yes!
8 Waterbury. Burying the first three of the night for the Cardinals.
They trail by just 2 right now. 6-4. 4:58 left to play in the first quarter. Stapp moving to the elbow. Here Mansfield up top. Poked away, stolen by Grant Maurer. Maurer has numbers. Layup. Mansfield with a rebound for the Blue Devil. Here comes Adamski. Ahead to Joey Stapp. Block! Loose ball collected by Taggart. Is immediately two times deep in the backcourt. Needs help, finds Waterbury. Waterbury across the timeline with Stapp on his hip. Get it out to Mock. Left corner three. Yes!
Ryan Mock buries another three for the Cardinals.
They take the lead 7-6. 4:18 and counting left to play in the first quarter. Jeff Adamski past the timeline. Sideline right with the ball, moving off the screen set by Mink. On the pick and roll, spin move by Mink. Water off the glass is good. 5.
Lovely, nice move by that young man for the Blue Devils.
They retake the lead over Coldwater, 8-7, under 4 minutes left to play in the quarter. Cardinals able to break the press. Here's the dribble drive. Beckhusen layup. Good.
Good move to the hoop by Beckhusen. Blew right past Odell Miller.
We're going to have 4 fresh faces coming in for Gull Lake at the next dead ball. They congregate right in front of us. We are courtside here at the Gull Lake High School gym. 9-8 Coldwater retaking the lead. 3:13 coming left to play in the quarter. Here's a jumper from the left side, short, rebounded by Mansfield. All poked away by Locke. It's found on the floor. Who comes up with it? Waterbury. Oh, just like that, hit away by Odell Miller. He can't miss him, too.
Waterbury had absolutely nobody to give it to.
Odell Miller was just that much stronger than him. Blue Devils retake the lead 10-9. Head fake by Logan Taggart. He traveled on his fake.
I don't know about that one.
Instead of four press bodies in for Gull Lake, it's an entire line change for the Blue Devils.
Didn't Coach Craig did quite a bit of that last year.
And the year before, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
10-9 Blue Devils, 2:56 left to play in the quarter. We'll get you caught up on who's in for the Blue Devils as we go along. MJ Jones on the left wing gets the ball out to Jason Fisher, launches the triple from the right wing. It's short, Taggart with a rebound.
Good job of blocking out by Logan Taggart.
Waterbury across the timeline, 2:37 and counting left to play in the first quarter. Shoulder down in front of Chris Carter, now between the circles comes to Maurer. Maurer. The Beckhusen for three from the left corner.
Luke Beckhusen, the third three-pointer of the night for the Cardinals.
10 for the Blue Devils, now 12 for Coldwater. We see Ryan Hanley and Blaze Watson getting ready to check in for Coldwater at the next set ball. Blue Devil ball. Here's a dribble drive by Chris Carter, attacking the right wing and scoring.
Logan Taggart's got to take that charge right there. He's got to step in there. He has plenty of time.
So Lake immediately trapping and get a turnover out of it. Blue Devils will get the ball back. Ryan Hanley and Blaze Watson coming in for the Cardinals. Hanley a 6'3 senior, Watson a 6'1 junior. Jason Fisher will inbound on the baseline to our right. Up top it comes to Jordan Taylor. Swing the ball around. Here's Varian Burkett. Now back around to the right side. MJ Jones. Ball comes back to the left wing. Fisher up top to MJ Jones, trying to shake and bake around his defender. That's Waterbury. Now to Carter on the right wing. Minute 35 left in the quarter. Hook shot doesn't go in.
He's watching the rebound for the Cards.
Quickly ahead. Ricocheted off of Ryan Hadley's hand.
I think Luke was looking for a touchdown pass on that one the way he threw it.
Someone call timeout.
30 seconds. Goal late.
12-12 time, minute 25 left in the quarter. It's the 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home, make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Gull Lake ball coming out of timeout at the 12-12 tie. The clock is moving with a minute 19 left in the first quarter. Chris Carter on the left wing, up top to Jason Fisher, the second unit out there for the Blue Devils right now. Now get it to MJ Jones, back up top to Fisher. Carter, couple head fakes up top. Fisher thought free. Now it's going to come to MJ Jones on the left wing. Back up top to Carter. The Blue Devils moving the ball around the perimeter. Kick the ball out. And a traveling violation by Jason Fisher. He caught on the right wing. Tried to attack and forgot something. Put the ball down. Cold water ball. The inbound comes to Luke Beckhusen. Here comes Chris Carter. It's a half court line. Bounce pass to Waterbury. Double team near him. Now Beckhusen 30 feet away from the bucket. Moving to the right side, giving the ball to Watson. Being pestered by Fisher. A shot by Watson underneath. Rebounded by Grant Maurer. Immediately tied up. The jump ball is going to go Salt Lake way. Scout Case will come in for the third over 5'6 senior. 32.3 seconds left to play in the first quarter at the 12-12-5. Skull Lake looking to play for the final shot of the frame and try and take the lead by two or by three. The runner short by Darian Burkett. Whistle and a foul on the goal on a rebound. Jason Fisher picking up his first foul for the Blue Devils, team second. So it's going to be Coldwater ball. They got to get past the goal like trapping press. Waterbury. Scout Kate, still in the backcourt. Cardinals need a lot of help. Throwing the ball to Beck, using off his hands. He tried to catch up with it and couldn't.
So he got tripped there.
He tripped himself up, I thought. So Gold Lake will try and play for the final shot of the quarter again. Burkett to trigger in the backcourt. Chris Carter.
Wait here, guys.
Come on. Now pick it up. Darian Burkett. Left wing three. Short. 12-12 tie between Coldwater and Gold Lake after one. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming up at halftime, it's another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. Tonight, John Johnson talks about how complicated situations involving the youth of ineligible students are, and we'll get to that during our Branch County Abstract and Final Halftime Report. Coldwater ball to start the second quarter. It's a 12-12 tie between them and the Gold Lake Blue Devils. Blaze Watson sideline right with the ball. Needs help as he's flagged up by Jeremiah Mansfield, the starting unit for the Blue Devils back in. Michael Magos coming in for the Cardinals during the timeout. The ball tipped as the Blue Devils trying to run the fast break. Taken back by the Cardinals and Houston finishes.
Houston gets the interception and takes it all the way to the two.
14-12, Coldwater retakes the lead, scoring the first points of the second quarter, 7:22 left in it. Darian Burkett inside Odell Miller, triple team, Ryan Hanley taking a dive, no call on Odell Miller, an easy finish from three, we're tied up at 14 again.
It's going to be tough to handle all night long for the Cardinals.
Beck Houston's pass intended for Case, stolen by Darian Burkett. He's fouled, and he'll go up for two. Now Case getting a foul, his first, team second.
Could have easily controlled the tension. Happy there. Darian Burkett to the line to see.
We were unable to get stats on the Gold Lake players on the boys' side. Darian Burkett takes the first and gives the Blue Devils in the lead once again, 16-14. Beck Houston getting a well-earned breather. Logan Taggart coming in for him. The Cardinals adding a little bit of size to the lineup. A little bit more once Ryan Mock checks in, whenever that is. A couple of nice bounces off the hoop, and it goes through for Burkett. He makes both free throws. The Blue Devils lead by two. They are pressing. Scout Case, sideline right, taking it strong. Nice. Taggart, yep, and one on the backdoor cut.
Good, strong move. Nice pass. Nice hustle by Scout Case to get down the floor.
Darian Burkett picking up his first foul, team third. It's a 16-16 tie. Logan Taggart to try and give the Cardinals a one-point lead with 6:53 left to play in the half. up. It's short, rebounded by Wes Mink for the Blue Devils. Quickly, the ball comes to Mansfield. Right corner, comes back out to the perimeter. Fisher between the circles to Mansfield, and now here's Burkett with the ball. Trying to loft it inside to Mink. Knocked away by Hadley. Mink does track it down on the right corner. Trying to get around Hadley, comes back outside. Mansfield, Odell Miller back outside to Mink.
Intercepted by Hadley.
Getting back quickly on defense is Jason Fisher, trying to poke the ball away from Hadley. Ball comes to Taggart, taken away by the Blue Devils. Other end of the floor, Mink way up good.
Ball movement by the Blue Devils after the steal.
18-16 goal leg, 6:05 left to play in the half. Across the timeline to Michael Mago. Cut off the free throw line, shoots over the triple team at Soto or Joe Miller. Takes the ball away from Logan Taggart. Here comes Wes Mink. He has numbers. The layup is short. Ball tipped by Miller right to Scout Case's hand. Ahead to Michael Mago. He had numbers, and he gets the layup.
Michael Mago's taking it strong. Gets the assist to Scout Case on that one.
18-18 tie. 5:36 left in the half. Odell Miller receiving the pass taken away by Blaze Watson. Back the other end, we go. Ball taken away by Darian Burkett. Great play by Burkett. Here comes Mansfield.
Oh, got to be a travel.
Nope, it's an offensive foul. Right. Taking the charge this time was Ryan Hadley.
One way or the other.
Mansfield assessed his first foul, team fourth. 30-second timeout taken by Coldwater.
Nope.
Go Lake takes the 30. 18-18 tie, 5:23 left in the half. We're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Thanks, spring. Shorts Rip Beer Stand will be opening for the season Monday, March 3rd. Shorts Rip Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. That was a very obvious carrying of the ball. The Cardinals had it coming out of the timeout. Scout Case tried to bounce the ball over his head on the dribble. That's a very obvious for him.
It doesn't take too much to get it over his head. So Scout gives it all he's got out there, though. He's a good kid.
Gull Lake and Coldwater tied at 18. Counting down to 5 minutes left to play in the half. The Blue Devils have the ball. Jason Fisher on the lead. It comes to Jeff Adamski. Mansfield to Odell Miller, top of the key. Swing it to the right wing. Here's Adamski cut off. Field up top. Lock. Three. It's blocked. Loose ball tip. Packer comes up with it. Here comes Scout Case. 76 over, yeah.
Two-pointer for Scout Case.
20-18. Cardinals retake the lead. 4:32 left to play in the half. Here is Fisher trying to get inside Odell Miller, knocked away from behind by Taggart. Mink comes up with it, backs in, and gets the roll.
Wes Mink showing his strength going up against Ryan Hadley.
20-20 tie, a perfect vision score, 4:15 left. Ball kicked by Golay. Coldwater will get it back. Mockenbeck using back in for the Cardinals. Jordan Taylor, MJ Jones in for the Blue Devils. Ryan locks trigger. Finds Beckhusen in the backcourt, immediately trapped. Now quickly across the timeline, he'll come. He'll meet up with another trap. East South finds Mock, trying to back it into Logan Taggart. Trying to post up over Odell Miller. A lot of body contact. No call. Ball down on the ground, and it's going to be full water ball.
The hustle under the bucket by both Hadley and Taggart.
Waterbury will trigger underneath the bucket. 3:58 left to play in the first half, 20-20 tie. And it comes to Ryan Mock on the right wing, dribble driving, trying to kick it out to Waterbury. Does. Now moving off of Mock's screen, cut off. X uses him to Taggart, long two up top, wide left, rebounded by Jones. MJ Jones quickly to West Mink. Now back to the left wing, Adamski assessing the situation, 3:36 left in the half. We're tied at 20. Coldwater and Gull Lake from here at Gull Lake High School. Glad you're listening on this Friday night. Jones up top to Adamski, now get it to the left corner. Jordan Taylor, he's moving to his right, looking for Odell Miller. Immediately, Tucson comes back up top. Adamski for three. In and out. Right to Hadley's arm. Ahead to Waterbury. Waterbury wants to run, puts his shoulder down. No call. We'll get it back outside. Oh, almost taken away by Adamski. He needs help.
Tried to double team and go late to miss the foul.
The aforementioned Mr. Adamski with his first, team fifth. 3:06 left to play in the first half. It's a 20-20 tie. Ryan Mock inbounds in front of the full-leg bench to Waterbury.
Yeah, Waterbury took it down on the line, stepped out of bounds.
Grant Mahler tried to check in with us, but neither of us are wearing black and white stripes.
No. One of the new rules that the MHSAA instituted a year ago, that the official score.
Some of the students still aren't aware of it. A Gull Lake ball after Hanley, or rather after Maurer checked in. Hanley came to the bench.
The
jumper was short, rebound by Coldwater.
The official scorer at the table has to wear an official shirt in white, black stripes.
Of course, when Margot Boyd dons her black and white official shirt, she's swimming in it. The only ball loose on the floor is going to be picked up by Becky's and deep in the backcourt. No over and back. It was last touched by the Blue Devils. So Coldwater will try this again. 2:32 and counting left to play in the first half. A 20-25 Becky's and to the right sideline. Up top it comes to Maurer. Trying to head fake around Jordan Taylor, moving off a Packers screen. We'll get it to Beck Hughes. He trips. He'll go up for a pair as he's picked up by his teammate Logan Taggart.
I believe that went against Odell Miller.
Yep. Just his first foul, but it's a team seven. Coldwater is going to be in the bonus the rest of the half. It was a shooting foul for Luke Beck Hughes. Got a lot of iron and finally went through. The Coldwater Cardinals retake the lead 21-20, 2:20 left to play in the half. Pressing one is down, is up, and is good as well. Beck Hewson makes both. He's an early contender for player of the game tonight.
9 points in the first half for Luke Beck Hewson.
22-20 lead on a Dampsey's take to the bucket. He's fouled. Logan Taggart with his second.
Third. Ryan Hadley checking back in for Logan Taggart.
Meanwhile, Joey Staff coming back in for Gull Lake. The inbound comes to Staff, who launches a triple from the right wing and drains it.
Oh, good rebound. Boom, boom. Quick pass. Quick release.
23-22, Blue Devils retake the lead. 2 minutes left to play in the half. Beck Hewson pass the timeline, being pestered by Adamski. Now get it to Mock on the right corner. Needs help trying to do the behind-the-back pass. It's intercepted by Odell Miller. Miller blows by Beck Hewson. Layup. Rolled off the hoop. Adamski steals the ball from Ryan Mock, who had the rebound. Comes to Staff, trying to feed Miller inside. Triple team on him. Still banks it in.
Something to stop.
Odell Miller outdoing his point total in the game at Coldwater on December 20th. Miller now with 10. The Blue Devils lead by 3, 25-22, and timeout Coldwater.
30 seconds.
Minute 27 left in the half, 25-22 Blue Devils. We're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
From the WTVB scoreboard, end of the first quarter, Moynihan leading Marshall 14-6. Here it go, Lake. The Blue Devils lead the Cardinals 25-22. Get a chance for the Cardinals to reset some things coming out of the timeout. Waterbury with the ball, get it sideline right to Becky, and now a pop back to Mock. Waterbury fakes a triple, trying to drive inside, cut off at the perimeter, ball taken away by Adamski.
He just took it right out of his hands.
And the ball tipped away from a streaking Joey Stamp by Grant Maurer in the Gold Lake front court. Gold Lake will retain possession with 1:09 left to play in the first half. I think Waterbury is getting kind of a rude awakening as far as the need to get the weight room in the offseason.
A little bit, be a little more firm with your passes. Like the way Grant Maurer hustled all the way back.
A take by Joey Stamp down the middle, rolled off the hoop, but he was fouled. Beck Houston picking up his first foul, team fourth. Michael Meagle's getting ready to check in momentarily for Coldwater. First to two from the charity stripe, and Joey Stapp is down, is up, is good. Blue Devils 3 out of 3 from the free throw line so far tonight. Coldwater so far 3 out of 5. 4-point Blue Devil lead, 26-22. 1:06 left to play in the half. Second one off the back of the hoop. First miss of the night for the Blue Devils. Beck Houston with a rebound. That is going to come to Mago. 17-footer off the side of the hoop. Magos gets it back, scoops it to Beck Houston, and now here's a dribble drive. Ryan Hadley off the glass and good on his runner.
Nice move down the line from Ryan Hadley.
Blue Devils lead by just two, 26-24. 42 seconds left to play in the half. Jeff Adamski at the center court circle, giving the ball to Darian Burkett. Roam around the perimeter, moving off of Miller. Screen, layup short, but he's fouled. Well, the Cardinals, Grant Maurer picking up his first foul, team fifth. They have one more foul to give before Gold Lake gets into the 1-1 situation. Coldwater already in the bonus as Gold Lake has 7 fouls.
Burkett to the line for the Blue Devils.
There's only 2 points coming from the strike so far. Only 3 points now as he makes the first. The lead for the Blue Devils, 3 once again, 27-24. 31.1 seconds left in the half. The second one, down, up, good. Blue Devils lead by 4, and they pass going at half court by Burkett. Offensive foul, holding his territory with Luke Dixie, but Jeff Adamski drives into him, literally.
Well, he took out 2 Cardinals. I think Hadley was underneath him.
I think correctly that was Jordan Taylor picking up the foul. Still, the Cardinals with a chance to play for the final shot of the quarter. Michael May goes past the timeline. Craft comes up at half court, bounce past the Beck Houston, 15 seconds left in the half. Beck Houston needs help trying to get the ball away.
That's a dribble. There's a cat to move through the basketball when somebody gets stuck like that.
Yes, they do. Oh, the Blue Devils playing for the final shot of the quarter. Adamski down the middle, and the front quarter is good. That first shot is short for Coldwater at the buzzer. Gold Lake leads the Cardinals 30-24. It's halftime, and the halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals. With title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services. Turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Paper Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. We will go over the numbers and have more from Gull Lake after this 1 minute, 15 second break in this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. 30-24, Cardinals down 6 for the Blue Devils. They're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
How does this happen? I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you how it happens next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget,
That moment.
As long as I live.
My
first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The reporter on the other end of the phone line was calling because he had heard through the grapevine that one of his local schools was going to forfeit a number of games because of the use of an ineligible player. After we had discussed the situation for several minutes, he asked, "How does this happen?" It's a legitimate question. How does a school allow an otherwise ineligible young person to participate? But it's also a complicated question with the way that schools operate these days and the mobility that kids and families display in moving from school A to school B. Some kids simply show up at the new school and present themselves to the coach, and suddenly the kid is in the game. It's not necessarily the responsibility of the coach to know the eligibility status of a new player, but the coach should be in communication with the athletic administration anytime a new player shows up. But this is hard, especially beginning at the school year when practices begin before kids are in the classroom and some administrators aren't even on duty yet. A kid may be transferring back and forth between a couple of schools, and upon returning to a school, gets treated as if he or she had never left to begin with. A kid starts to go through the right channels at the new school, but the paperwork from the old school is slow to catch up, and the new school assumes, incorrectly, that everything is going to be okay, only to suddenly find out that they have an ineligible on their hand and games to forfeit. And it's not even a stretch anymore for parents to intentionally deceive the administration of the new school, creating all the trappings of a move into that district to gain eligibility for the youngster, and it's not a stretch for the coach at that new school to be helping the parents. Lots of moving parts, to be sure, and we've always said the best ways for a school to create a hedge against this is, when in doubt, sit them out. It also means having dedicated, and we mean by that, full-time athletic department staff, who can set policies and procedures for transferring students. Even if the budget says the AD can be combined with the AP and bus operations and cafeteria and on, it's a recipe for problems when it comes to the eligibility of young people and the reputation of that school district. The MHSAA does its part every year to conduct athletic director in-service programs across the state with special sessions for first-time administrators to prepare them for what they will encounter along the way. And one of the tools provided in those meetings is a checkoff list with questions to be answered by the new student and the school that must be completed successfully before the youngster is even allowed to practice. It's one of those situations where you do all you can do and still know that every once in a while, one of these ineligibles is going to pop up. Schools, when they voluntarily join the MHSAA each year by school board resolution, adopt the rules in the MHSAA handbook as their own, and they agree to become the first line of enforcement. Most of the time, it works quite well. Not a week passes by in this office where we don't hear from a school self-reporting the use of an ineligible player and letting us know that they've already contacted their opponents about the forfeits. It's a great example which shows that the MHSAA is its member schools, not two dozen people in an office in East Lansing. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Branch County Abstract and Title halftime report rolling on from here at Gull Lake High School. The members of the Gull Lake Snow Quarter being introduced in front of us right now. Gull Lake leading Coldwater 30-24 here at halftime of the boys' basketball game. And here's how they have scored up to this point. First for the Coldwater Cardinals, Luke Becky is leading away with 9, got Case with 2, Nate Wyberry with 3, Michael Magos 2, Ryan Hadley with 2, Ryan Mott with 3, and Logan Peck with 3. Those are the 24 that are up on the board for the Cardinals. Meanwhile, 4 have got like 3 doubles. Chris Carter with 2. Jeremiah Mansfield with 2. Jeff Adamski with 2. Wes Meek with 6. Joey Stamp with 4. Darian Burkett with 4. And Odell Miller leading the way with 10. Those are the 30 that are up on the board for the Blue Devils right now. By the quarter is a 12-throw tie after 1. Second quarter went to Go Lake 18-12. And it's right now Odell Miller and Mackenzie Ladder being introduced as the senior snowboard couple.
Not part of the senior snowboard couple.
That's right.
Yeah, a couple interesting stats here, Sean. In that first half, Coldwater shot 52.9% from the field, which is an excellent mark. 100%, 3 of 3 from the 3-point line, and 60% from the free throw line. For Gull Lake, they were 44.4% from the field.
Still pretty darn good.
20% from the three-point line, just 1 of 5, 83.3% from the free throw line.
The thing with Gull Lake's percentage, they did it on 12% more shots.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, add in a couple more three-pointers there. I think there's 12 more shots.
All right.
But, so a few more chances to Gull Lake, but the Cardinals are hanging in there, 30-24.
Coldwater leading the battle of the boards, 16-9. That is led by Logan Packard, 3. Meanwhile, there's Jeremiah Mansfield with 3 boards for the Blue Devils. Turnovers, 12 for Coldwater, 5 for Gull Lake. And off those turnovers, the Blue Devils will be 11-2. That's your game right there, really.
Yeah, you got it. Again, take care of the basketball a little better. We made some bad passes there that kind of just gave to Gull Lake, and they came up with some easy buckets.
Some of the other stats of North. Second chance points favor Gull Lake 4-2. Points off the bench, it was a 6-6 tie. 8 lead changes and 5 ties. And so far, the biggest lead that either team has had is the 6 of the Blue Devils in Detroit right now.
It's been a good ball game. Got to get the Cardinals credit for hanging in there. I'm expecting to see a lot of pressure from Gull Lake here in the second half. And see if they can't get after the Cardinals a little bit.
Some scores on the WTVB scoreboard at the half. Loy Norix leading Marshall just by 1, 23-22.
Well, that changed a little bit, didn't it, from the first quarter score?
14-6, Knights leading the Red Hawks.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
14-6, Knights leading the Red Hawks. That's what I had right here.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood that when you said it.
Or either that or you corrected me.
Whatever.
earlier tonight. Well, Lake Girl beat Coldwater 60-40 as Odell Miller has just been named the snow coming king here at Gull Lake.
Well, very appropriate with all the snow out there. Odell Miller, again, been a fixture on this basketball team for 3 years. And he's the snow king for Gull Lake Blue Devils.
No surprise for Kenzie Lett, Mr. and Ms. Basketball here at Gull Lake, your snow coming king and queen here at Gull Lake High School. Of course, McKenzie Lamp in the girls' game led the way with 14 third-quarter points, 20 all told.
Nice big smiles from both of them.
Absolutely, why not?
Odell gets a little bit of a frown type there.
Of course, he's not going to be able to wear it on the court during the...
Maybe we should let him wear it during the second half. Maybe it'll take something away from his game a little bit.
I've got another scoring update on the WCVB scoreboard. This is White Pigeon and Bronson boys basketball. At the half, the Chiefs are leading the Vikings 27-23. The games are being played at Bronson.
Now the Vikings hanging in there on the boys' side. Hopefully they can come away with victory number two tonight for Coach Dennis Gus.
That would be two in a row.
Yeah.
Put some more time up on the scoreboard clock as everybody on the snow coming court are getting one final round of pictures before we get the second half underway. Of course, there will presumably be a big dance following this contest, which means that we shouldn't have any problem getting out of the parking lot and going back to Coldwater later tonight.
Imagine that. All the young men dressed in suits or basketball warm-up suits because they're playing in the game. And all the girls in their beautiful gowns. A little prince and princess to report out there as well.
A fun time here at Gull Lake High School. Gotta love the accommodations.
Oh, yeah. They always take care of us well here. We're always welcomed here. And, better.
Now that means there's 3 minutes left until we get the second half underway. Let's go ahead and take this 2 minute and 30 second break. Second half action coming up after this 2 minute, 30 second break, 30-24. Gull Lake leading Coldwater in boys basketball. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Halet Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Halet's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Halet. Halet has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Halet has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Halet has 14s in stock. New floor plans, you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Halet. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaletAutoAndRV.com where your family camping adventures begin.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4521.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows Bar and Grill, where their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or fish sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries. You don't have to eat fast food. Stop by the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater today and check out their new look.